labels and fitting in, part two. All right. So we've joked about the lesbian scene and your personal experiences. I have also talked about my experience of being with some of my bisexual friends when they were going through their female dating stages and how I was made to feel not accepted for being straight. So I've been around a group of gay women that were not nice to me because I was straight. That made you laugh. So I want to hear about your experience in the gay scene.
Sure. I think it's hard. I think that's part of why I feel like I don't necessarily fit in because, well, for one, I feel really fortunate to all of my queer friends that I do have. You're amazing. Thank you. I think we all of my queer friends and I can relate in the sense that we don't feel, we're kind of old school. We're traditional. We're okay. Old souls. We're not people that really enjoy sleeping around.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, there is a connotation with a group of lesbians. It's that you sleep with everybody in the group.
Typically. Really?
Or like a lot of people know each other, have slept with each other. And I mean, I get it. It's a smaller pool. So it's not uncommon. I just think with that can come a lot of extra drama.
It's like a friend group.
Yeah, which I don't know about you, but I'm not really interested in sleeping with my friends.
So. Yeah, maybe in the 20s.
Sure. different times. Not now.
Yeah.
And for me, I've never really been somebody that sleeps around.
Right.
I also really value friendships. I value depth. And I do not really enjoy drama. I don't really enjoy gossiping about other people. I just think that it's disrespectful. I think if you have an issue with somebody, you just take it up with them directly. So I've had a hard time inserting myself in those circumstances. I've kind of felt like a fish out of water in the times that I have been around or in a hangout with a bunch of women who are all queer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really who I am. Like, I don't resonate with those types of people who are it really actually has nothing to do with the fact that they're queer. It's just, ironically, they are queer. They are gossiping about other
people.
It's
just the gossip.
They sleep with other people.
Right.
That's just not who I'm attracted to in a friend or in a person. So for me, it just doesn't resonate.
Right.
If that resonates for others, that's great. But it's just certainly not for me. So I don't really fit into that world. And I, to your point about you feeling judged when you came into that sphere, that's the other thing I think that's hard, is that for a community that feels so isolated.
Well, I think that's what was surprising to me, is like, how, as someone who's felt like the other, treat anyone else like the other? Like, if you know what that feels like, why would you do that to anyone else? Like, I purposely go out of my way to not, when someone's not fitting in, if they're not giving me weird, like, single white female, you know, kind of vibes or crazy vibes. Why would you go out of your way to make someone feel like they don't belong?
Yeah, I think that just goes back to the person, right? That's what I get. And I think I hear that a lot from people. I just feel like it just seems like I think white men transparently have it hardest.
Right now.
They also, no, I wouldn't even say right now. I think just in queer communities, because unfortunately they've gotten a pretty bad rap.
Yeah.
For some things that they've done. And I don't think every white male obviously act like that. I mean, I know plenty who are just so lovely and they're allies and they're great. But I think in general, I don't understand that. I think if someone is showing you kindness and respect and aren't trying to out you or see you as different or other, I don't understand why you would be giving them such a hard time. You don't know their story. So take a pause before you're going to sit there and judge somebody. Maybe get to know them a little bit, especially if they're being respectful. I just don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah. I've never understood why people act like that. And I think, unfortunately, the queer community does have that reputation of not letting other people in.
Which is ironic.
It is. And I mean, in some ways, it goes back to safe spaces. So I think that's part of it. Like, there are queer-specific events for a couple reasons. One, it's hard to meet other queer people.
Right.
So for me, I appreciate that from that lens, because I know when I'm walking into a queer event, awesome, there are other people that have and share my lived experience, which is just helpful.
Right.
And also, if I'm looking to date somebody, oh, maybe I can meet someone. I'm more likely to do that there.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about some person who isn't necessarily accepting coming in and saying just things that are just so beyond hurtful and derogatory, because that can happen too, where people will try to seek out events like that and cause problems, which is just not.
I don't know why I'm acting surprised. That's not like a.
And if that's for any event, right?
I mean, you know. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do take issue with the blaming any group, like, oh, white men are bad, or the white man.
Right.
Because a lot of white men weren't alive when all the other white men, or don't even know them. And it's just, again, it's doing the same thing that was done to a minority group. And it's this whole conversation, which is a different conversation that we'll have at another time, is like this whole oppressor and the oppressed. No, it's not that simple. We are not a one-dimensional being where it's like this simple storyline. It's absurd. And when you do that to anyone else, I think it's just, whether they're queer, whether they're part of that community, whether they're not, it's just not right.
It's not. And I think sometimes it can be black and white, but it rarely is. I think it's a layered issue.
Right.
As we all know.
Do you think there are more people who feel like you do but are afraid to speak up?
Ask that one more time.
Do you think there are more people who feel like you do but are afraid to speak up?
I do. I think in talking with a lot of friends that I have, queer, not queer, people of other races, religions, I think we're in this interesting stage in society where we feel like we can't talk about things that are seemingly on the fringe or unpopular, potentially offensive. And I say, yes, you need to read the room, because sometimes it's just not worth the energy.
Mm-hmm.
But two, I think it's important to talk about those things. I think when we continue to look at things in this black and white lens, you miss out on so many other ways of thinking and understanding why people think the way that they think. I won't lie, there are going to be some people I sit across from I'm talking to, and I maybe feel slightly enraged because of just their small-mindedness. Like, if you're sitting here telling me that you're a racist, or you're anti-Semitic, or you are anti-queer, we're going to have a really hard time. Like, there's no way that we're not going to find common ground, because that's just completely unacceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, there's always probably something you can find common ground on, even from those really uncomfortable conversations that don't align. There are. And I think if more people leaned into that, especially right now with how divided our country is, mm-hmm. it'd be really interesting. So I think we have more in common than we think most of the time.
Yeah, and I think it's more dangerous to have the mindset of not being able to have a conversation than it is to be willing to enter a conversation that's going to be uncomfortable.
It is.
And you're not going to agree. I mean, you can't walk into life bubble wrapped.
No, you can, and you want also to be, don't want but to come can. Into a conversation with your boxing gloves on, because that's what a lot of people are doing. You're coming into the boxing ring with me, I'm out. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to find.
It shouldn't be a one-up either. It should.
That's
definitely
what it is lately.
Yeah,
which is challenging. So I think we have so much more in common than we think. Like I mean, you and I, we have a lot in common. Do we agree on everything?
No.
Do I still love you as my friend? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about so many other people too. I don't want to agree with everything. Because I want you to teach me some stuff.
I'm not interested in an echo chamber or a yes person.
Exactly.
No. How is that going to help me?
It's not.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into part 3.